North Shore University Health System provides superior clinical care, academic excellence, and innovative research to the individuals in the communities we serve. We are proud to present our physician experts, along with North Shore's approach to health and wellness. Here's our host, Melanie Cole.
As the days get shorter, it becomes more difficult to get your recommended daily dose of vitamin D or the sunshine vitamin. Just how much do you really need as the winter months approach? My guest is Dr. Curtis Mann. He's a family medicine and primary care physician with North Shore University Health System. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mann. So vitamin D, tell us what it does for us and how much of it we're going to need as these winter months approach.
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting because actually, you know, we call it vitamin D, but it's not truly a vitamin. You know, it's actually a steroid hormone. You know, a vitamin by definition is something that, you know, we need to intake from an outside source. But we do actually manufacture some vitamin D. The problem is that, you know, oftentimes we're not out in the sun enough or, you know, there's precautions with not being in the sun that much because of, you know, risk of skin cancer and this kind of thing, or people living in northern climates. So, you know, we don't get enough, and then so we have to look at supplementing. And, you know, there's different recommendations on how much you should be taking, I guess, depending on what you're presenting as a patient.
What foods contain vitamin D if we're not only getting it from the suns? And then let's talk about supplementation.
Yeah. So, you know, there's not that many foods that have vitamin D. You know, there's fortified dairy products have it. If you look on the back of a breakfast cereal box, you'll see it's been fortified with vitamin D. You know, there's other foods like fatty fish, beef liver, egg yolks. They do have some. They don't have that much. You know, if you look on a multivitamin, if you're taking that every day, you know, traditionally that's had about 400 units of vitamin D. Lately, they've been pumping that up a little bit more, so you might notice it might have a little bit more vitamin D in it. So really, for the most part, from our, you know, nutritionally, our day-to-day nutritional intake, we're just not going to get enough vitamin D. So, you know, it's interesting, within the past year, one of our big organizations called the Institute of Medicine said that we should probably, if we're up to the age of 70, have 600 units of vitamin D a day. If we're above 70, then we should have more, 800 units. But those are just kind of bare minimum guidelines, and it's worth talking more about if that's right for, you know, a particular individual.
And Dr. Mann, what are some of the signs and symptoms that we might experience if we are in vitamin D deficiency, and how do we even know if we are?
So the truth is, you know, most of the time when you have a low vitamin D, you're not going to have symptoms. If it's really low, you know, one of the main things it does is it takes calcium, and it's kind of a transporter for calcium and helps with bone. It prevents bone loss. So, you know, a really severely restricted vitamin D in a patient, we might have somebody presenting with bone pain or muscle pain, fatigue. But then, you know, there's a myriad of other symptoms that we're finding that people might have with a fairly low vitamin D, but not that severe. So they might be mild depressive symptoms. It might be fatigue. It might be some body aches. You know, we're finding that lower vitamin D levels, but not necessarily to the severity of having bone pain, is causing a lot of these symptoms that are affecting our system in some way. So we're just beginning to learn a lot more about some of the symptoms that are presenting with a lower vitamin D level.
So what is the recommended dose, and how much should we take supplementing? Because some people are taking, you know, thousands, and you're like, okay, really, do you need that much? But also, if you're recommending a dose for us, how can that affect seasonal affective disorder? Can that help ward off some of the symptoms that we might be experiencing?
Sure. So, you know, the kind of the the bare minimum recommendation is taken between 600 and 800 units a day, and that really is not that much. You know, for my patients, I'm recommending 1 to 2,000 units a day, as I've read up a lot more on vitamin D deficiency and what it can cause. So again, I don't think there's an absolute recommendation on what the exact level should be until you actually have your vitamin D drawn. So if your vitamin D level is drawn, it's coming back low, yeah, you might be put on 5,000 units a day for a month or so. And then generally the maintenance dose, once you get your vitamin D level up to speed, is about 1,000 units. We know we can kind of maintain a vitamin D level, you know, at a certain level if we can keep that, you know, at 1,000 units. The flip side is people that are obese or overweight, they don't absorb vitamin D as well, so they might have to have more. So, you know, I think as a general guideline, you know, we're reading that base levels at least 800 to 1,000, and it might be significantly more than that. And then certainly related to seasonal affective disorder, you know, we're finding that vitamin D stimulates a lot of genes, and a lot of these genes reside in the brain. So we know that some of these genes might express themselves for depression. And seasonal affective disorder is, you know, one of the subcategories of depression. And we're finding that adequate supplementation with people with depression, and thereby with seasonal affective disorder, can make significant differences. You know, certainly there's, you know, light therapy with seasonal affective disorder, but potentially even supplementing with vitamin D and making sure that you're getting levels that probably are higher than what the current recommendation is. Current recommendation is to have it at least above 30, but for people with SAD, you know, we might want to get up to a level of around 70.
So, Dr. Mann, in just the last couple of minutes, give us your best advice about vitamin D deficiency, getting proper amounts of vitamin D, whether supplement or from the sun, and why people should come to North Shore University Health System for their primary care.
Sure. So I think the big thing is that if you have some underlying diseases, and these are like, again, autoimmune, depression, neurologic diseases, GI issues, vitamin D is definitely worth doing. And if based on that level, then we can figure out how much vitamin D supplementation you ought to be taking. And, you know, I guess the biggest point I can make is everybody's different. And, you know, if you're out there and you're trading, you know, war stories with people that they're taking X amount of units of vitamin D and you're only taking this amount, everybody physiologically is different. So just because somebody else takes a different dose than what you're taking, you know, that's okay. We all absorb it differently. We get different amounts of sunlight. Not all of us wear, you know, sun protection all the time, so some of us are getting different amounts of vitamin D in the environment. So, you know, I have no objection to, if I have a patient coming in just asking for vitamin D, with getting that level and then figuring out from there what their ultimate dose is. And then lastly, just about North Shore, you know, we are an ever-enlarging organization, and it's very exciting. We've actually just merged with another organization called Advocate, and now we're the largest healthcare provider in Chicagoland area and the 11th largest in the country. And, you know, we have a tremendous number of resources and a terrific electronic medical records that we're doing a lot of research, and thereby it's just providing better patient care. So we're always excited to have people come and see us here.
Thank you so much. You're listening to North Shore Health and Wellness. For more information, you can go to northshore.org. That's northshore.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.